Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado. No wonder Chevy Silverado is the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Check out a new Silverado at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
The business of housing and hopefully employing these migrants is job one for the city and state. Governor J.B. Pritzker is on the phone. Governor, thanks for joining us. You're on WGN Radio.
Hi, John. Great to be with you, and happy Thanksgiving in advance.
Yeah, our best to you and your family and everybody in the state, including our newest residents. You know, I was looking, Governor, at the temperatures next week. By Thanksgiving Day, it's going to be into the low 20s in the outlying areas. Some of us are going to see the teens. And I'm wondering why it's taken us this long to figure out lodging. We still have these migrants sleeping on the police floors. What's been the principal reason for the delay in all of this?
Well, it's a good question. We've provided significant amounts of support from the state to the city of Chicago. They have been primarily in charge of, of shelter. And the state has been in charge of the wraparound services to support these folks. We've been talking about expanding the available shelter for months now, but we felt like, you know, here we are, we're heading into some cold weather next week and, of course, winter in about a month. And so it's time that we sped up the process. And that's really what the state has been all about. Providing assistance to the city for over the last couple of days. I would like for this to have moved quicker, but here we are. And again, winter is upon us, and we just want to make sure that everybody is safe.
Well, healthy. I don't want to spend a lot of time looking backwards, Governor, but what has caused this? You would have wished that this had gone sooner or quicker, too. What's been the delay?
Well, again, I think finding locations to, you know, for the city to put up what it had proposed in terms of a large temporary facility, finding actual bricks and mortar buildings that are available, all those things have been challenging for the city. We would have hoped that they would have been able to get more done by now, but once again, we are where we are, and we need to make sure that we're taking care of the people that are here. And let me also point out, you know, the specific focus from my perspective is the people who you can see that are outside of police stations, the folks who are at O'Hare Airport, the folks who have set up tents in other locations. Those folks cannot be outdoors during the winter the way they are now. And the folks at O'Hare, you know, we'd need to eventually move them to another location. So that's why the state really has stepped up here. We've talked to the city for the last 2-3 weeks with our data-driven approach. They've agreed to go along here, and I think we're going to be able to eliminate some of the bottlenecks in their process to finally get these folks into at least temporary shelter and eventually moving them into independent living.
Yeah, I want to talk about employment of these people, too. Do you have confidence, though, in the people that are going to be providing these services?
Yes, although, you know, of course, we'll be watching closely to make sure that those services are being provided in a proper way. I want to point out, though, that the wraparound services, and, you know, you may know those include things like health care, making sure they have transportation. Coming up, we'll be providing them with job opportunities, or at least presenting those to them, making sure they have the right kind of immigration legal help that they need to get through the TPS and EAD process. Because ultimately what we want is for people to not be dependent on the city or the state and ultimately be responsible for their own future.
How do you do that? Do you have counselors or experts who can help these people, maybe who don't speak English or speak it well? Do you have – who's going to help them do that? We've got tens of thousands of people now.
We do, although let me focus on the fact that although we've had 25,000 people arrive here, we have about 12,000 that are in shelters and about 2,400 that are outside of police stations and in other locations. So we're focused on those folks specifically. And we do. We've been providing services for them. We want to move them through this bottleneck and into independent living. And we're doing it with some help from the Department of Homeland Security in Washington, from local organizations, the, you know, ICER and other folks that are focused on immigrants. And then, of course, legal help from the legal community, which really has stepped up here. So we think that we're going to have a good process, a better process in place. I want to add that having a one, you know, major intake center is going to really help us to move people through. One of the things I talked about yesterday in my press conference is some people were arriving over the last year and being immediately shuffled into a process that they may not have wanted to go into. Many people that arrive here, and we think it's more than 10%, are really just looking to move on. They have family in Michigan or in Wisconsin or in some other state. They came to Chicago because they were offered a free ride on a bus, and they're actually looking to move on. But you know, the process that was in place was slowing them down and keeping them in Chicago. So
do you have a contact person? Do you have a contact? Do you have a contact person in Texas? Does somebody on your office have a guy or a gal in Texas that you call and say, "Who's coming? How many are coming? What kind of communication do you have with Governor Abbott?"
Indeed, let me back up and say this from the very beginning has been a challenge, the communication. So we made sure that we had people in place who were providing us information. I'll give you an example. There are people who work at the bus companies who provide us with information about how many buses they think are going to be utilized in the next week, for example. And so that information, obviously very helpful to us to be ready.
But that's not the governor's office, but that's not Greg Abbott's team.
Well, that's right, because they've been unwilling to provide this information. All they're doing is giving money to, believe it or not, Catholic Charities of San Antonio and other nonprofits to get them to ship people out and telling them, "We want you to ship them out." And that's not, yeah, they don't want to help us. They want this to be a problem for Chicago, for New York, for
you. And I have 2 minutes left on the radio. Could just spend that time talking about how specifically we can get these people working. I suspect that the 90% who want to stay here would love to have a job, and we'd love to have them work. What needs to happen to get them working?
Well, that's right. So we have lots of jobs available for them. Here's what we have been able to do. First, we convinced the White House to go ahead and provide a faster process for people who have the ability to get TPS, so people from Venezuela, for example. The countries that are covered cover about 70% of those who've arrived. So if they arrive before July, they are eligible to get TPS status and a work authorization, but they have to go through the process of applying. So that's difficult, the language barrier, the legal barrier, et cetera. So that's one of the things that we are and have put in place already to help people get through. We think we'll have 11,000 people ready for work in total, and it'll be a rolling amount, but by February, 11,000 people will have the ability to go to work. So what are we doing in the meantime? Talking to businesses, manufacturers, service operations, and asking them, what do you need? How many people do you need? What skills? And we're trying to match up the people that are getting work authorizations with the skills that are required and the jobs that are available.
That's the best thing I've heard in a month, Governor. Good luck to you and to all of us on that. Godspeed, sir. Do everything you can to make that go as quickly as possible.
Thank you, John. We will.